Monday price action has been rather subdued, and it seems as though the market would like to wait and see how North America wants to deal with recent moves, which include another record run in U.S. stocks and renewed downside pressure on the U.S. dollar. We think the key takeaway right now is that we've seen the moves we have because of, one, the efforts in the U.S. administration to push through stimulus, circumventing the path through the Republicans. If this is setting the tone for how things are going to be throughout this administration, it lends itself to more liberal responses on stimulus and, in turn, policy that promotes additional risk on flow and bearish U.S. dollar sentiment. Of course, the second driver of price action could be coming from the latest discouraging headline print in the U.S. jobs report, which will keep the Fed pushing that lower for longer communication, something that, again, investors can feel good about and the U.S. dollar won't be feeling great about given the yield differential implication. And so we believe this is a lot of why we've been seeing higher stocks and renewed downside pressure on the buck. Of course, another asset benefiting from all of this is Bitcoin, making a fresh record high today up into the $45,000 area on the back of headlines that Tesla has gone ahead and made a big commitment towards diversifying into the crypto space through the purchase of $1.5 billion in Bitcoin. We suspect more adoption from major players will be forthcoming in 2021 and suspect this will continue to keep Bitcoin very well in demand. That's all for now.